KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Senzo Mgcunu says the SAPS has bolstered its investigative capacity to clamp down on the construction mafia. He was speaking at the National Construction Summit in Durban on the SAPS's role in dealing with the crime plaguing the sector. He's told the summit four provinces, including KZN, have alarming extortion levels. The minister says most of the people involved in these cases are also linked to other criminal activities such as cash and transit heists.
And these people who do this, they are in organized crime, and they even borrow each other some of the guns that they use in their criminal activities. South African police are busy at work. From the beginning of this year, in Northern Cape alone, Western Cape, 22 cases recorded. Limpopo, 11 cases. Gauteng, 20 cases. KwaZulu-Natal, 16 cases. Eastern Cape, 141 cases open.
The Public Servants Association has called for urgent action to address what it says is the escalating financial crisis in KwaZulu-Natal's healthcare system. With a projected 4.7 billion rand overspent by September this year, the PSA blames chronic underfunding, unfulfilled wage agreements and staff shortages. The association says there must be a financial rescue package from the National Treasury to cover wage deficits, fill critical vacancies and improve healthcare services, particularly in rural areas. It's warned proposed cost-cutting measures will worsen the crisis. At the same time, the Road Accident Fund has handed over a revamped rehabilitation unit at Clarewood Hospital in the south of Durban. The facility is used by road accident victims and other patients that need physiotherapy. RAF CEO Colin Slitswalo says the aim is to make sure people get the support they need.
Well, most road crash survivors, as we pick now, once they get out of hospitals, they go directly home. And for us, it's important that they must come here. And even when they are home, sometimes they need this kind of physiotherapy care, occupational therapy care, and all the other people that deal with rehab. So it's important that they understand what it is, but they must get the best treatment ever. And this is a standard of the National Health Insurance that people keep on talking about. So that's the kind of thing that we are bringing to a public sector facility. And for us, it's important.
The Accident Fund has been renovating public hospital rehab wards in provinces with high accident statistics. And stock markets fell across the board in Europe and the US today as fears of further escalation of Russia's war against Ukraine prompted investors to retreat. Moscow has vowed to react accordingly after saying Ukraine fired its first US-made missile onto Russian territory. Kiev was cleared to do so by US President Joe Biden. Threats of a nuclear response by Russia to a conventional attack further rattled the markets as Moscow also vowed to defeat its neighbor. It was a marked reversal of the optimism seen on Wall Street yesterday when stocks shrugged off uncertainty over US President-elect Donald Trump's tax and tariff plans. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpatlen.